You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is
good. Yes, he is good. As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also, be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Praise the Lord and welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall. Today I am going to add a part four to the podcast series, Why is the Church Afraid? The original podcast was done in 2017. And now in this current environment in 2020, where we're dealing with COVID-19, social injustices, and you know all this, the confusion and the angst of this particular time. I want to look at, you know, where we are as the church and as it pertains to fear. But before I get started, I am going to open up with prayer and then we will jump into this episode. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your loving presence in our lives, that you are always present, that we are never separated from you. We're never separated from your love, that there is nothing that can separate us from your love. We thank you for giving us your Son, for demonstrating how great your love is for us, for sending us a tangible and living expression in the earth of who you are, of your heart for us, your creation, of your plans for us. You have made us to be joint heirs with Christ Jesus and seated us in heavenly places with him, that we have great expectation in all that you've planned for us, your people. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard all of the things that you have prepared for us. We trust you. You are the one thing that we see that we can trust in 100%. When all the things that are falling apart and falling away, we see that you stand. Thank you, Jesus. You are the living word. I thank you for this hour. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will direct my heart as I speak these words, that I will speak them clearly and in a manner that is easily understood, that I am able to express the love that you have for the listener, that it will be a spirit that reassures them that you are for them and not against them. And I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And as I said, this is part 4 of Why is the Church Afraid? So I'm adding this part to a podcast series that I've been playing, but it's actually a replay. It was originally done in 2017, and I felt led to play it now in 2020. Why is the church afraid? So I'll start out with a couple of scriptures here. 2 Timothy, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's the King James Version. And in the English Standard Version, instead of sound mind, it uses self-control, which is also a component of having a sound mind. Now I'm going to read it out of the entire scripture out of Amplify. Again, this is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Amen. So what we're seeing is that the opposite of a spirit of fear is power, love, sound mind, or self-control. Amen. Which means that when we're operating in fear, there is no power. There is no love present, and there's no self-control, or there is not a sound mind or self-disciplined mind. Amen. And what we want to be alert about is when we're operating in fear, being afraid, that in that frame of mind, you're easily controlled and you're easily manipulated. Let's look at the word power in the scripture. The Greek word for it is dynamis. Dynamis, that's the word that's being used in this particular scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. And not dynamis, but dunamis. Dunamis, that's the correct pronunciation for it. It's spelled D-Y-N-A-M-I-S. So it looks like dynamis. It's probably where the word dynamite came from. But in the Greek, it's pronounced dunamis. And it means strength, power, ability. It also means inherent power. So this is a power that is in us because the Spirit of the living God is inside of us. He placed his Spirit inside of us. It's residing. It's a power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature. So our nature is that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Also, it means power for performing miracles. It also means moral power and excellence of soul. Also the power and influence that belongs to riches and wealth. Now, of course, initially when we talk about riches and wealth, we always want to limit ourselves to the definition of the material realm, but this is encompassing all of it, the fullness of riches and wealth. And then power and resources arising from numbers. So this word also refers to that, dunamis. Power consisting in or resting upon armies, forces, and hosts. And we are God's army. And there is a power that is found in the army of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so when we unite ourselves and we're moving in the power of God, then we have the ability to have great influence. We have moral power to do the right thing. Amen. And the power to perform miracles, glory to God, that it is a part of our nature because now the very presence of the Godhead lives on the inside of us. Amen. Praise God. Love. Let's look at love. The love that is being referred to in this particular verse is the agape love, and that's the unconditional love. God love. It's the highest form of love that comes from God. Now in 1 John 4:18 it says, but perfect love, and that's this agape love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So when we're in that place of fear, when we're operating, when we're being afraid, it is difficult to be operating in that fear and also operating in this perfect love, this love that comes from God. And so when God's love is absent from our circumstances, absent from our emotions, absent from our thoughts, amen, then fear can consume us. And having self-control and a sound mind is having a saving mind. I think these words basically tell you what that is, having this self-control, having this self-discipline. It also refers to it as being saving the mind. Saving the mind. And we know that how important the renewing of the mind is, especially in the transformation process for us. Renewing of the mind is key, because if we are thinking incorrectly, which means we're processing things incorrectly, it only serves to keep us imprisoned in a style of life that Jesus came to make us free of. Glory to God. So I'll just go back through this, that the opposite of the spirit of fear is the spirit of power. And we need power. Amen. So a lot of times we think about, well, why isn't the church as powerful as it needs to be? So we need to start to think, well, okay, so if we're not operating in this divine power that God has inherently placed within us, the power to perform miracles, moral power and excellence of soul, having great influence, Amen. So if we're not operating in that power, then that spirit of fear has to be present, which is why I ask the question, why is the church afraid? And this love, when God's perfect love is present, it drives out fear in our lives. It drives out that spirit. So, God is love. The purity of his being is that he is love, this perfect love. And having a sound mind, a saving of the mind, where our mind is healthy. If our mind is healthy, then we can have self-control. We can make sound decisions. We can see clearly. We can see rightly in a situation, because it's not induced by fear. Amen. And I'll say it again. When we are operating in fear, when we're afraid, that makes us vulnerable to being easily controlled and manipulated. And unfortunately, I see this so much in the church, how people blindly follow. And in looking at the church, and why is the church? And the church is not a building, and it's not the organization. The church people are the church. We are the temple of the living God. We carry the Spirit of God on the inside of us. We are the church. But as I have this moment during COVID-19 of having an opportunity to actually be outside of the organized church, these ministries, that I just began to look at, you know, where we are and what is God trying to show us, and what is he speaking to us in this season. Because even though we can't go to these buildings, it says that we are part of a body. So we're always connected, and we're spiritually connected. We may not be physically connected, but we are spiritually connected. The Spirit of the living God lives on the inside of us. So we can have impact even though we're not physically connected, even though we're not physically touching. Jesus was able to send a word and heal. He didn't have to physically show up. He could actually send a word. This is operating in the spirit realm. Send a word and the person was healed. So, in review, and looking at the organized church, looking at the culture of the organized church, what I am seeing is that there are so many messages that are actually fear-based messages, and conversations and perspectives are really fear-based. And some of the fear-based things that I want to look at is, because it's quite a number, and I think as you begin to pray and just sit down and ask the Holy Spirit to just show you, you know, you have to make sure, you have to be able to think and process what God is speaking to you, what he is saying in the word, because the letter of the word will kill, but the spirit brings life. And Jesus was the word made flesh. And he came to express what God's word is, what it looks like, what it feels like, how it demonstrates itself. Now, one of the things that so many people are so get so afraid about is that if I'm in sin, God will neither hear nor answer my prayers. Can you imagine what a trap that is? That you're in some sort of sin that you can't seem to disentangle yourself from. So where's your help coming from if God does not hear your prayers and he's not going to answer them? But the scripture tells us in the New Testament that nothing can separate us from the love of God. And we also saw Jesus going into places like the tax collector, that's the word I'm looking for, tax collector, going into their home, going into this man's home. I think it was it Nicodemus? No, Zacchaeus. It was Zacchaeus. He was up in the tree and tried to see Jesus in the midst of a crowd. So Jesus, knowing that he was there, called him down and said, "Let's go to your house." Now, people were appalled because, first of all, they didn't even allow tax collectors to even come into the synagogue to worship. So they were outcasts. And they were considered sinners of the greatest magnitude, the tax collectors. And so here we see Jesus asking to go to this man's house, a sinner. So now this clearly shows to us that the God that we serve will come to us right where we are. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not give up hope. He will come to you right where you are. Also, a fear message is that I'm not going to be able to maintain my faith unless I am regularly attending church services or Bible study, whatever, Sunday services. Attending these conferences. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but I'm just saying that God is greater. The Spirit of God living on the inside of you is greater. So, like during this COVID-19, where churches have been closed, those buildings have been closed, and we couldn't gather together in these numbers. Your faith can be maintained because the teacher, the spirit of truth, lives on the inside of you. But if you're afraid, it sucks away your power. Literally, you become powerless, easily manipulated and controlled. But you have to know that if you were the last person on the planet, that God would be there, that you would never be alone, ever. That you would be able to live out your faith. Amen. And people have become afraid about their life as a Christian because they haven't been able to attend services. Get rid of that fear. The Holy Spirit is with you. Study and show yourself approved. You can study. The Holy Spirit is your teacher. He will reveal what you need. You can hear His voice. On your own, you can hear His voice. He is always speaking. The Father is always speaking. The Holy Spirit is always speaking. Christ is always speaking. Also, another fear-based teaching is that you shouldn't listen to or read things that have been produced outside of your local church. Don't listen to preachers because you don't want to get confused. You don't want to God is not a God of confusion. If you stay connected to Him, I believe even before you learn every scripture and read the Bible from cover to cover, which you don't have to do, because there are testimonies of people in other countries that only found a chapter that had been detached from a Bible, met Jesus, got saved. The Holy Spirit was their teacher. It says in the scriptures that He will reveal all things. We need to learn how to think and how to abide and maintain a relationship with Christ. That is more important than having a service, a volunteer service that you are rendering in a church organization. To be rooted and grounded, that you are able to think, that you do not have to be afraid to question. Because in these environments, these organized church environments, a lot of times you're not even allowed to question leadership. What is that? God is not afraid for you to question Him. He will give you an answer. Even if you question His actions or His motives, He's not afraid of that, because there is no fear in God. Power, love, and a divine mind. Hallelujah. Also, being afraid to have fellowship with unbelievers. If we know who we are and that we're never separated, that we're rooted and grounded in this love that drives out fear, that we don't have to be fearful about unbelievers having an impact on us, because we're walking in power. We're walking in power, we're walking in love, and we're walking with a sound mind. Also, unfortunately, the church is too involved in this political system in the world. Somehow we are afraid that if our laws aren't on the book, the moral laws, the things that we believe in morally, are not on the law books, are not part of our government systems. That we need to be so concerned and so afraid because the world is going to be so terrible. Or our country is going to be so terrible because we have these laws that allow people to make these choices that we think are morally corrupt. Well, I'm here to tell you that corruption has always been present in this world and in this country. This political system was built on corruption, the seeds of corruption. And they are bearing fruit. They are yielding the fruit of corruption. And for us to believe that somehow, if our laws are not changed, if we don't get judges in these courts that believe morally, as we believe, that this terrible thing is going to beset us. But just think about in the time after Jesus' birth and people were now following him, were now followers of Jesus, followers of the way. They were being crucified and burned, and people were threatening them to denounce Christ. That is part of our journey. So we shouldn't be afraid of having to face that. Because if we are afraid, I'll go back. What is the opposite of fear? The opposite is having power. Power for performing miracles, moral power, excellence of soul, the power to influence. Agape love, unconditional love, the love that drives out fear. And having a mind that is sound. Having self-control. That is what we have to know. That when we're operating in that spirit of fear, we're going to lack the power, the love, and the self-control, the sound mind that we need in this season, in this time, that we can be easily controlled and manipulated when we are afraid, and we can be led to get on these agendas like the pro-life agendas and, you know, the whatever it is. We get on these agendas because we're afraid. There is no fear in God. There is no fear in perfect love. And when we become afraid, we are unable to operate in this power, this dunamis power that comes from God, this perfect love, this unconditional love that comes from God, this self-discipline, this sound mind that comes from God. I did a series, and I believe that it might have been in 2017, 2018, and I was teaching on it was 2019, and I was teaching on the message, awake, stay woke. Awake, stay woke. And in one of the parts of this series, I talked about staying awake in the church because we're not taking and playing an active role in our faith and in what we believe. We're just busy receiving someone else's perspective of God, someone else's interpretation of the scripture, someone else's belief system. And we need to establish our own personal relationship with the Lord. It may look slightly different, but it will be based on having the power of God, having the love of God, and having a sound mind, so that we're not easily controlled and easily manipulated. That we are connected with the Holy Spirit in such a way that we know that He has the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. The truth that comes from above. I am going to be moving into another topic soon, and it's going to be, what are we known by? What are we known by? What does Jesus say that we should be known by? So I'll take a look at that, because there's so much fear in the world, which only means that love is not present. We should be flooding this world. We should be transmitters of the love of God. This love that drives out fear. The only way that we're going to drive out this fear is by love. And fear appears in so many forms. It causes confusion. It causes all of this uncontrolled anger. It causes immorality. It causes hate and prejudices. These are the things that are born out of fear. And for a believer to operate in it, it weakens our ability to function in the power of God and in the power of His love and in the power of a sound mind. So my prayer today, that you have heard something that will be a catalyst, that will be leaven from heaven, that it will infiltrate your being, like that parable that Jesus told about the woman adding the leaven to the 3 loaves of bread and how it just spread through it. And that's my prayer, that a spiritual leaven has been released that will permeate through your building, through your being. It will just take hold within your being. Jesus came to make us free, to liberate us from fear. Fear causes all kinds of problems. Walking around being afraid causes us to be worried, worrying. Being anxious, that's fear. That's what fear produces. So if we want to change this world that is afraid, this world, as a result of its fear, is angry and hateful and confused, love is the only antidote for driving out fear. So we'll be looking at all of that. And what are we known by? It's time for us to begin to usher in the next move of God through the power of love. The power of love. Praise God. I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you for everything that you have given us through your Spirit, that there is no limits and there are no boundaries to your Spirit moving on the face of this earth. I thank you, Lord God, for reviving the dry bones and putting flesh back on it, bringing us back to life. For God so loved the world. He so loved the world that he gave his Son. And we can so love the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, this is the end of this broadcast today. Amen. Amen. So tomorrow night, Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. Here we are in September, fast approaching Labor Day. Children are going back to school. We pray for their safety. For those who are already there, we pray for sound minds for those adults who are given the responsibility, are caring for those children. We pray for all of the employees that, Lord, that you will give them a sound mind so that they're moving in safety. Amen. So let's see. I believe that, no, it's the second Saturday of the month, which will be the 12th, will be Bold and Beautiful, and that's at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's our youth and young adult radio ministry. So be on the lookout for that. Amen. And we also know that we have broadcasts on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and as well. And we have two broadcasts that come on the first Monday of the month and the third Monday of the month. So on the 7th, actually, it will be Apostle Shirley Jones. And that's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But you can just go out to our website and When Christian Speak Talk Radio, or go to our Facebook pages, and you will find notices or posts about our broadcast during the week and our monthly broadcast. And I just want to thank you today for listening and just continue to just share the love of Jesus during this time. It is so important that we share the love of Jesus. Let God direct you in how you can express this love during this season. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And God willing, I'll be back with you next week. Bye.
When you wake me early in the morning, I'll say yes at the
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.